Welcome to another Carlo and Laidlaw Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, we've got a special guest again.
Well, we haven't had a special guest for a while. It's just been you and I talking a little bit of rubbish about sports. So I thought, let's class it up a bit. Bring in like an athlete, an international athlete of that.
Absolutely.
But a local international.
Well, I suppose you can win it any way you want. But I always feel like I've got a special guest when I'm on the show with you, Sean.
I can understand that.
Okay.
But let's introduce our real guest for today, Alex Stimpson.
Now, Alex, you were a Trinity student, and now you've made your way to the United States of America. You're going to uni over there. You're in your fourth year in a marketing and economics degree at Southern Pennsylvania at Shippers.
Are you telling the story, or are we going
to hear it? we'll hear it, but... Shippensburg University. Tell us how...
Say that slowly. How do we say it again?
Shippensburg, yeah.
Shippensburg.
Yeah, we keep the P's in there, that's for sure. Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Sort of followed in my brother's footsteps, who graduated from Trinity 3 years before me and went over to the States on a soccer scholarship. And everything turned out pretty well for him. He really enjoyed the experience. So when I was going through year 12, that was sort of my goal, was to go over there and have that student-athlete sort of lifestyle they have. So my dad and I just went online and looked up the top sort of schools for the track and field program. My year 12 season in terms of athletics was going okay. Had a couple of injuries and stuff, so we sort of refined the search and found a couple of D2 schools that were on the radar, and basically just sent out my life resume to all these coaches and waited for the ones that bit back, and Shippensburg bit back the hardest, and it's been a pretty good experience so far, so I can't complain too much at all. So it's been good.
So we've gathered now that we're talking to a track and field athlete, and specifically javelin. And javelin, we'll get into it, because I know most javelin throwers who are training seriously are going to have some form of injury, because it's a tough event. But how did you get involved in javelin? And like, obviously, one of the stalwarts of athletics here in Gawler and Trinity and probably SA, Richard Bednall, was your original coach.
Yeah, he sure was. So, yeah, my athletic story starts probably when I'm about 3-4 years old. Did little athletics and picked up the javelins for the first time when I was 11. Didn't really take it seriously till I was about 14 or 15. And my first time, that sort of turning point happened when I left between my school cricket match and my district cricket match. I went, tried out for the state championships and got the gold medal, which was a bit lucky. And I was sort of like, oh, maybe I'm half decent at this. And Richard's a good family friend of ours, with my mum teaching at Trinity for a long time and him obviously being here and basically setting up the sports program. So, yeah, he took me under his wing pretty quickly and learnt a lot under him and improved a lot while I was at school and while he was working with me. And, yeah, that relationship with him has been really beneficial in setting me up.
You said you won the gold medal. What age group and what was the type of distances you were achieving at that stage?
As a 14, 15-year-old, obviously under 16s, under 15s, and we're throwing the 700-gram javelin, which is obviously the junior weight. And I reckon that first gold was probably around the 47-metre mark or something like that. Sort of kept progressing with that weight and then got up to the 800-gram, which is the open weight, and started throwing that competitively when I was in year 12, so 17, 18 years old. And, sort of kept going up from there. And it's been a little unfortunate the last couple of seasons. The injuries kept me back a little bit and haven't improved for a couple of years now. But, hoping that corner comes
around. What is the PB?
How is
that sitting?
So at the moment with the 800-gram, which is the open weight, it's at 60, just over 60 metres. So that was the distance that got me recruited in the first place. And I did that at the Junior Nationals in Perth back in 2016, and got fourth place there. So, that was my equal best finish at a Junior Nationals, so I was pretty proud of that. That was a good way of leaving Richard as my coach and then going over to the States, which he fully supported that decision, and to combine both my sporting achievements and academic goals as well. So, yeah.
I was going to mention that you've always been a strong academic student. I know that's an important part of your life. So that was that part of your consideration, like when you're obviously thinking about what uni you could go to?
Yeah, most definitely. Obviously, mum being a teacher and dad and both my parents going to university as well, academics were always pushed in growing up, and university was pretty much the option that I wanted to take as well. Going to the United States and having that balance of being a student athlete and having your study and your sport mixed around each other pretty well, and having a pretty even life, balanced lifestyle with that was a really cool opportunity, and something that obviously my older brother Declan showed for me to go and follow and do. In terms of Shippensburg, I wanted to get into the business field and study business, and their business programs accredited and quite highly ranked in the, over there. So, obviously that was a big part of the decision in terms of going to Shippensburg as well.
While we're talking about, you know, your academia and your sporting, and also you've got a little bit of community work you've done, and in fact you won the Best All-Round Award here at Trinity, the David Strange Memorial, which includes all those aspects. And unusually, your brother Declan had won it before you, and since, your sister Isabella won it. What's it like having three in the same family win that particular award, which is just basically an all-rounder for sporting achievement, academia, community?
It's all-rounder. This is like excellence. This is our excellence award, and all three of these siblings have won it. Now, is there a little bit of competition going on there? Like, did you feel under... I know Isabel had a lot of pressure on her,
but
you didn't help with that, did you?
No, I wasn't too bad. I think Declan was the worst one with it, for sure, because, it wasn't too much pressure on me, because obviously it was just Declan, but definitely after I got it, I think Isabel sort of felt the pressure on her to get it done as well. It was all set forward by mum and dad, I guess. They really wanted us to get involved and make the most of all the opportunities that Trinity had to offer. Just finding different friendship groups in each part of that sort of lifestyle at school really helped keep up all those different aspects of our schooling life. We enjoyed doing it, and this was just a really nice recognition at the end of it, of just having a great experience at the school and graduating.
Speaking about that student life, you always, your whole family do, and that's what we love about you guys. Like, you always get involved, you're always giving back. But have you found, did that help over there? Because something I've sort of seen with the Americans, that the way they actually work as community in their academic, in their universities and schools is a bit different than here, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a real sort of pride and camaraderie about the college. Do you find that over there?
Yeah, for sure. Like, for our school especially, all the sporting teams get behind each other quite a lot. And it doesn't matter if it's the boys or girls. But also outside of sport, I found myself getting involved and then connecting those sorts of programs together as well. At Shippensburg, there's not a heap of international students, so I'm part of that organisation with them and helping out the new exchange students that come in, but then also connecting with all the other different athletes that are international as well and the different sports teams. I've really enjoyed that whole school spirit sort of thing that they have over there, and it's sort of a bit of a stereotype, but when you go over there and actually live it, it's pretty real. So, I've really enjoyed that aspect of my experience over there, for sure.
And how do you find the Americans treat Aussies? I mean, it'd be unique having an Aussie student among all the US students. And do you get the typical kangaroo-type nicknames?
Yeah, every day. especially with SHIP, like, there's about 8,000 students that go there, so it's not a huge school, and it's out in the sticks a little bit as well. So there's a lot of people that are just from Pennsylvania, and I'm probably the first Australian they've met sometimes. So, you get a lot of those doozy questions almost on the daily, really. But you just have a laugh with them and make sure they're enjoying that interaction, I guess. And every day, people keep saying that I haven't caught an American accent yet, because I get reminded too much of where I'm from. So,
I was going to say, you haven't changed, right? Often when people come back from America, certainly my son was, I thought, what has happened to you, accent? but you don't seem to have changed.
Yeah, and obviously every now and then.
Well, you just put it on when you're over there.
Yeah, you put
it
on a little bit. You get a little more ochre, I reckon. But you definitely get reminded of it, and you do stick out. Like, you may dress like them, you may look like a lot of them, but, as soon as you open your mouth, suddenly, the head swivels a little bit and you hold up. So
let's talk about the athletics, and that's obviously a big part of why you're there. And people might not appreciate javelin is a really tough event on your body.
Yeah.
And it is also one of those events that you sort of have a natural flair for, or you don't, and you certainly do. But when you're trying to throw, and people say 800 grams, that's not very much, but that's a lot of weight, especially when you're putting so much force through into that javelin. So you talked earlier a little bit about injuries. So tell us about what's happened and sort of how you're going with that and how you've coped and what your future's going to be. What are you sort of planning for this next coming season?
Yeah, so touching on the injury, I picked up an elbow injury when I was in year 12, actually. And it's sort of a little bit misdiagnosed, sort of just trying to avoid surgery, I guess, was the main goal of it. And sort of rested most of 2015, got up for that Nationals and the March of 2016, and then rested till I moved to the States in the August. And it was a little bit of a risk throwing that first season, my freshman year in 2017. And yeah, it obviously didn't go to plan too much. The body got banged up a little bit and the elbow was obviously get pretty sore. So came back home for that break, the 3 months break, their summer holidays, and got an elbow reconstruction done. So the Tommy John surgery, which obviously a lot of baseballers get. And I got that done back here at Sportsman. They did a great job and everything like that, and spent the year off rehabbing and trying to get it right again. So that sophomore year over in the States was pretty tough mentally, I guess, just trying to work through that injury. And then, try to do as much as work I could, and then got back throwing this last season, and that was a massive release. It was something like 680 days between my two competitions. Wow. So, just getting back competing again was just great. I wasn't throwing the distances I wanted, and I'm yet to throw the distances I want to still. But just competing again, I just really enjoyed it.
When you say the Tommy John surgery, obviously that was a pitcher back in the day, 30-odd years ago, mm-hmm. who I believe they took ligaments from another part of his body to replace it was in his shoulder?
Oh, no, in the elbow. So, yeah, I've got these ligaments taken out of my forearm, basically, and they've been intertwined into my elbow, so the ulnar collateral ligament. And then I also got the ulnar nerve transposed, so it's not being stretched around the elbow as much now, because that was a lot of the pain I was getting was that nerve pain up the forearm. They sort of two-in-one job, basically.
And before the Tommy John sort of had that surgery, that was almost unknown. It was experimental, and when you had that type of injury, it finished your sporting career. So he was like the first one, and there's been thousands of athletes since.
You must be pretty special if you're getting a surgery named after you, whether that's a good or a bad thing. But, it's quite common over there. And a couple of the javelin throwers before me in my squad have had it done before and came back pretty well. And then obviously a lot of the baseballers on the team at Ship as well have had some done. So it's not uncommon. And doing the rehab for it's nothing crazy for them. It's pretty routine. It's been good to be under the watchful eye of some of the athletic trainers and the sports medicine team at Ship, which is pretty lucky to have that sort of support base.
While we're sort of talking about baseball, it's interesting because, of course, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Pirates, but you're a Washington fan. Why?
Yeah, so, D.C.'s obviously not too far away from Ship, only being about 2 hours away. And, went down with some friends and watched the game. And I guess seeing that's the team I've seen, that's the team I go for now, so... I'm pretty much a fair weather fan. I wear the cap, and if I'm seen in town wearing it, I can't tell them a thing about it. But I guess if I have a team,
it's cool because, of course, your brother Declan, of course, was a pretty good soccer player. What does Isabella do? What sport does she participate in?
She was a soccer player as well, but unfortunately, she had two knee reconstructions within 3 years. So that put those goals on the back burner a little bit. And so now she's going over the States as well, lucky enough, and got some academic scholarships to study at Elon in North Carolina. She's just going to keep playing soccer just at a club level and just enjoying herself and keeping fit. But, we'll see how she goes. She's only just returned this season from her last reconstruction, so hopefully it's going well at the moment.
As a German thrower, what are your goals? I mean, how far are you off... the national titles here in Australia?
I'm only about 4 metres, I think, off qualifying for the open event at the Nationals. I think it's around 64 or something like that. So obviously that would be a goal if I came home and kept throwing. But just going into this season, just trying to get over that 60-metre mark again is definitely the first step that I want to achieve, because obviously the last two seasons I've competed in, I haven't really got too close to that, and from multiple reasons. So hopefully now I've got a good summer for them of training behind me, and then going over there and for their full semester where we just keep our pre-season going, hopefully be able to improve and take those steps forward and get some good numbers down this coming season.
Well, we wish you luck. It's good to have you back home for a little while. You look like you're in really good shape. I've seen you in the gym. And I've seen your program, and your coach is doing a really good job. So I really wish you luck. I hope that this season is a good one for you, and you throw a PB, and all that hard work and all that injury time, you sort of can forget about and move on with
it. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I look forward to next time you come back. We'll have another chat with you, see how you've developed there. But thank you very much for coming on the show. So it's another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.